Joining us live this morning, Associated Press correspondent Mark Hamrick. Mark, the numbers of showing 103,000 jobs added in September, little better than expected, but probably not enough to really help the economy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think anybody's ready to pop the champagne cork, but they might keep the beer can nearby, right?
They might have to. But, you know, we look for trends in these things and not just one month, and we hope to see things that indicate that we'll get above 200,000 on a monthly basis where we can actually think about, creating enough jobs to offset the growth in the marketplace. We're not anywhere close to that. So from the standpoint of how Wall Street is going to look to the future and this report, what do you anticipate?
Well, Mike, as you know, Wall Street tends to be somewhat focused minute by minute these days, and with so many headlines almost on a moment by moment basis coming from Europe, that seems to be dictating whether we're at some risk or extreme risk. I don't think that this morning's report really changes the dynamic. Yes, it's a little better than expected. The previous 2 months revised up. That's good news. I think what you have right now is that the economy is growing. It is not growing nearly strong enough to return the roughly 15 million people out of work to work, and that the dynamic hasn't changed. We know that Congress is still essentially deadlocked with the president, and that there are no near or intermediate term influences that should change the job market for the better. I mean, it's kind of depressing to put it that way, but that's the outlook.
Still, the White House has spent an awful lot of time trying to put Republicans or Congress as a whole on the defensive, really, to get them to pass his jobs bill, or at least some version of it. And as you say, the political dynamic, like the economic dynamic, is not likely to change.
No, I guess what really is the question right now, can Congress agree on something that's minimal? And I think people are looking at two pieces of that. That's the extension of unemployment benefits and the mere extension of the payroll tax holiday, because that's set to expire. And
good
so
point.
If Congress doesn't just continue that, then we sort of have a new negative presenting to us.
Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate you joining us again.
Thanks so much. Always great to be on with you guys.
AP correspondent Mark Hamrick again. If you're just joining us, unemployment staying at 9.1%, a little more than 100,000 new jobs created in September.
It's 8:34.